podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. I'm excited that you've decided to take 5 minutes and join us today. But before we jump into it, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsor, TeachHoops.com, for coaches who want to get better. If you like these free resources, if you like the podcast coming to you on a regular basis like this, that's one way that you can help us out over at TeachHoops.com. It's what keeps the lights on and keeps these podcasts coming 5 days a week. So go over and check it out.
Go over and check it out. All right. So today I'm going to talk about culture a little bit more, and this is a hard one, especially having done it with high school boys for so long. I'm going to talk about kind of vulnerability and making mistakes and doing those kind of things. And I'll be honest, early in my career, this was not a superpower for me at all. I didn't want any mistakes. I didn't want them to. And now I want them to make mistakes because I know that that's where that growth mindset and that learning comes in. And I learned it over time. You know, there's this huge movement on small sided games, and I've been doing it for 30 years. I just didn't know what it was called at that point, but I knew that drilling and doing those kind of things. And don't get me wrong, there's a time for drilling. There's a time to teach. You know, you cannot do calculus if you can't add and know your multiplication table. So there is a time to learn skill, and the people that are telling you no, there isn't any time for that are wrong. You know, you do not want your surgeon not to know some basic things. So just trust me, there needs to be some skill-based things that need to be taught. You can't play basketball if you do not know how to dribble a ball. So at some point, skill needs to be taught. And yes, some of it can be taught in games-based. But anyway, side tangent. I'm not sure why I got on my side tangent there. But, you know, you have to – vulnerability leads – to cooperation and trust. If you really want that to occur in your program, it you know, this macho, it shows a sign of weakness. No, it shows a sign that you're willing to learn. I think it was Edison. I think 10,000 mistakes eventually led to the first light bulb. I don't remember the exact quote, but something like that. Like, yes, you got to stumble. You know. You know, thing, and you got to be willing to pivot, and making mistakes is okay. So vulnerability, knowing that you're in a safe environment, which is what we talked about a little bit yesterday, can build that cooperation and trust. And I'll tell you one thing that as a coach that I've done that has shown vulnerability is I've come to timeouts and said, I don't know. I've come to timeouts and said, they're just shooting what do you guys want to do? What do you think will work defensively? They just hit six threes on or whatever. Coming and chewing them out and say, get your hands up. That's not going to solve the problem. Some of my biggest successes is showing that vulnerability, showing that I don't know. And you know, that happened in my AP stats class. It had been a couple of years since we had gone through something, and it's like, oh geez, oh, I got, oh yeah, you're right. I don't know. Let's figure that out. And that's okay to do that. And you know what it does? It shows them that you're human. It shows them that you're willing to be vulnerable, and it's going to help build that culture that you want. But vulnerability doesn't come after trust. They have to trust you first. It precedes it. So, you know, you have to, if they see that you can stumble, if they see that you'll make mistakes, they'll come along. You know, I'm looking at my notes here. So those of you that are watching, the best player in your team has to be the first one that's vulnerable. You know, your leader has to be vulnerable first. And sometimes the leader of the entire pack is you as the coach. You know, group cooperation is created by small, frequently repeated moments of vulnerability. I don't know. Someone else knows more. But if nothing is bigger than when the leader does it, nothing is bigger than when your best player does it. So I think those are really important things. Over communicate expectations, successful groups. I visit, cooperation would not happen on its own. You know, you need to over communicate expectations. I know, like with my team, you know, about being on time, about wearing your mask, wearing it, in a proper way, all those things. I always think that, you know, positive can be quick and fast, and negative needs to be in person. Negative needs to be hopefully a two-way communication. Negative needs to be not via email ever. If you're going to truly lead, it needs to be eyes to eyes is the way I refer to it. You know, if you're going to show them what it's going to be and what it's going to be an adult eventually and model that, you have to show vulnerability, and you're probably your best player has to show it. Listening is really hard, and it's a skill I'm still working on. Yeah, I have undiagnosed ADHD. I don't have ADHD, but I'm a very hyper person, and I'm always wanting to say things. And it's, you know, listening has to be, it has to be a trampoline, has to bounce off you and back at them in the effective way. So absorbing the other person's thoughts, but being an active responder, not just going, you know, good listening is more than just nodding attentively and saying, I understand what you're saying. It's about adding insight, and it's about, coach, man, yes, I hear you. And then, so it's about giving them impact back that they can use to better themselves as a person, to better themselves as a better basketball player, and makes them feel safe, makes them the days of screaming, the days of that is not there. So, and it's hard not to add value. It's hard not to come back and say, you know, I know what it is. One of the things that I do, is just say more about that. Tell me more what you see. What do you see on the defensive side? You know, rather than, well, you should be cutting this way. No, you want them to respond to that. And I've noticed this, especially with our offense, which we'll be sharing in the spring with everybody, is I've had to let them kind of create that on their own. You know, and I think the hardest thing is embrace the discomfort, embrace the hard, embrace, and I've said this a million times, I've said this at camp. I live a couple miles from school. I said, I can take this basketball and dribble home. I haven't become a better dribbler. I've dribbled, but I haven't become a better dribbler. However, if I do it and I embrace the ball going all over the place and in people's lawns and maybe even into the street, then I have embraced the discomfort. I have worked outside of my comfort zone, and I will become a better dribbler that way. It's an example I use at camp that that I think is useful. But I think being vulnerable and needs to come before the trust and what I refer to as the willing to run through the wall world that we want all of our players to be in has to come first. So hopefully you're finding these useful and helpful. Again, this is just kind of me brain dumping and thinking about stuff as I kind of head into, I'm going to call it my first season, because, you know, it's been 20 months since I've coached a basketball team, and I'm pretty excited about November 15th. So have a great day. Make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com and Dr. Dish, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.